Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Says in Psalm 34 verse 8 that, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And I see the Lord being good to you in the name of Jesus. Please put your hands together and take your seats. Amen. And we continue to testify of the goodness of the Lord as he gives us testimonies week after week. Hallelujah. So let's put our hands together and welcome our sister Anita Noah as she shares her testimony. And as she comes up, I see you coming up to testify too. So encourage her with a clap offering. Hallelujah. Anita is here to testify of how the Lord delivered her from death. And I see God delivering you from death in the name of Jesus. So Amen. Introduce yourself and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
My name is Anita Noah, and I'm in the Dancing Stars.
Dancing Stars!
And I just want to thank God for delivering me last week Sunday on my way home from church.
He delivered you last week Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, tell us what happened.
So usually I go home with a campus bus and I alight at the Accra Mall. Okay. And then I cross the motorway to the other side so I can take a car home.
After church?
After church.
Okay.
So, as usual, I cross the motorway. And then it was left with the last stretch for me to cross. And then the first car stopped for me to cross the road.
Okay.
So, as I crossed, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I saw that the taxi on the other lane was speeding, coming at top speed.
So, one car has stopped?
Yes.
Okay, but the
for
other...
me to cross, but the other hadn't stopped. It was coming with full speed. And then I decided to just run across so I could leave before the taxi gets there. And in the process of running, I slipped.
Wow.
And when I slipped,
Did you fall?
I didn't fall. I don't know how I did not fall. I don't understand how I didn't fall. All I know is the taxi, if I was here, the taxi would be where the speaker
just
is.
An inch away.
And if I had fallen down, my head would have been right under the tires of the taxi.
Wow.
And for some reason, all I know was I groped in the air and someone held me
and stopped the taxi. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. Wow.
And
the taxi was coming at you.
Yes, but for some reason, after I was pulled up, the taxi halted right where I was pulled up from. And nothing happened to me. There was no one around me. All I heard was people shouting, hey, the girl.
That's oh, church, appreciate God for delivering her from death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
So I just want to thank God that he has delivered me. Because our bishop has been praying. It could have been worse.
Yes.
And for a few minutes, I couldn't walk. I just ran to the pavement and I was sitting down. I was just shaking.
And you said somehow so confused. You felt as if somebody had stopped the car.
Yes, it felt as though someone had stopped the car and someone else had pulled me out of the way. It was an angel. Hallelujah.
And I see angels delivering you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what do you have to say?
I just want to thank God so much for my life. And I thank God for the prayers that our bishop has been praying
bishop
for us
Sam.
Each and every day.
Oh, church. Put your hands
together.
We are always
being protected. And I so thank God for his life. Wow. And I also want to thank God for the life of Shepherd Ross. Because I remember when the bus was moving, he came by the bus and he prayed for us before we left.
Wow.
And all I remember from the prayer was, God, deliver them and take them home
Hallelujah.
Safe. That is all I remember. God, and I just want to thank God.
I see God delivering you from death in the name of Jesus. Let's appreciate our sister with a clap offering. Hallelujah. And to your sister, not in there. Alright, then you have on us the last week Sunday up on church. Or if you also know across the motorway, no, na car courage na second can we wound or back. Also kaka crave in check and oil wa for no do. But nyan coupon na do minty be born be antun. Make catch all there. No evil shall befall you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Someone say another testimony. And I see God giving you another testimony in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This one says, supernatural healing of hemorrhagic ovarian cyst. Someone say, hey! Hallelujah. The art student, you can take your phones and Google hemorrhagic ovarian cyst. So it is a fluid-filled sac in the womb. Put your hands together for this art student. Mommy, it's in the ovary, around the ovary. So it's a sac that is filled with fluid. Oh, what an ass student. Put your hands together for me. Hallelujah. So she says, he has done so much for me, and I can't tell it all. He's a healing Jesus. Amen. I went to the hospital because I was feeling severe pains in my abdomen. After describing the symptoms to the doctor, he said he suspected ovarian cyst, which is a fluid-filled sac or pocket in the womb, and asked me to do some labs and scan. The results of the scan showed I had right hemorrhagic ovarian cyst. Someone say, EA. Yeah. Confirming the doctor's diagnosis. The doctor said it could only be corrected by surgery because I had bled in the ovaries. He asked me how many children I had, and I said none yet. He gave me some antibiotics to treat the infection, an infection he noticed from the labs, and asked me to consider removing the cyst. I, however, told him that I had had surgery just a few months ago, and so wasn't going to do this other one. In fact, when we got home from the hospital, I cried throughout the week, and my faith started wavering. All of a sudden, I lost interest in everything. Someone say mercy. I therefore needed a miracle badly. Amen. When we went for the Good Friday miracle service, Bishop Dag said during the communion service that we should put our hands at places where we were feeling pain. I believed and I did it in faith. Amen. God being good, the following Sunday was the swollen Sunday. And during the communion time, Bishop Sam said, there is someone here, you have an issue. When you go to the hospital, you will be surprised about your report. Oh, church, put your hands together. Amen. Once again, I believed and received. To the glory of God, I went for medical review last week, and the cyst had totally disappeared. Oh, church, put your hands together for Jesus. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I am saying that the cyst that could only be corrected by surgery has been removed by the power of God. Let's appreciate God for such a powerful testimony. And if you are here and you haven't gone through surgery before, you don't know what it means to go through surgery. Hallelujah. So this is a major miracle. Hallelujah. And the doctor was surprised. He asked, were you sure that the report that I saw was correct? I said, the doctors will be surprised. Hallelujah. So she says that, I thank God for healing me. She says that the doctor said, just take some vitamins and go home. You don't need the surgery. I see God giving you such a testimony in the name of Jesus. So she's thanking God and saying that, of a truth, we serve a healing Jesus, and by his stripes I am healed. God bless you, Bishop Sam. Oh, church, put your hands together for such a powerful testimony. And even as you are here, we thank God that today we have another opportunity to take communion. Take it in faith. Believe that as you take it, any chronic condition is being healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. So just to summarize, our sister, your sister also had a young woman asking, the way in was and here about in the call. I accept you. I know what catching there. Bibi won't hear no womb. I was him. I know they were praying. But I'm coming out to call Good Friday service. Bishop Doug Bompa, you believe me. And all bad swollen Sunday. So now your communion service. Bishop Sam or Bompa, or Kade, Obi Wahade. A book of hospital, I'm a dad. Doctors know, as some of our bacano will be a surprise, amen. Nyanko Ponadum last week, I call hospital. Now, doctors know what check in and what's in there. Damn problem, no one near Funumunu, Yamenadum, I call oh church, go and save Nasha Yanko Ponayim Yam. Intimacy in there, say, well, how they are, may I encourage you there? Etna had a baby yo, and now they hear miracle being there. During the service, Bishop Sam O preach during the communion service. Believe it there. Why you're a sir and our miracle no on Amkwando. And as you believe, you shall receive a testimony. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the testimony, Pastor. Very powerful testimony. Hemorrhaging ovarian cyst is a bleeding ovary that has calcified and become a cyst. Yes. For the art student, we have summarized it for you. Hallelujah. The ovaries carry the eggs of women. All right. And right from birth, you have so many eggs. You have so many eggs, and as you age, the eggs deplete. Every month you release one egg, and if you don't take seed, you know, you bleed. Your endometrium, that's your womb, the lining of your womb, together with the egg is released. And this happens every month. But the ovaries are soft tissue within which we have the eggs. But when it becomes a cyst, it means that it has calcified, which is not normal. And with the calcification, it's also bleeding, which is not normal. That's a hemorrhaging. And the lady is a young lady, not yet giving birth. So this is a major miracle. Hallelujah. And I believe that there's another major miracle awaiting you. As Lady Pastor Claudia said, something powerful will happen to you as you partake of the communion today.
You, Jesus, can't wait to see your face. so wise and confident, but their words have no lie. There's no one like you, Jesus. Your words are full of life and power. They lead me on, they guide me on, they show me what I have to do. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Would you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Would you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Yeah. Well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Would you you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Would you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Would you just you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say I love you. Would you just smile and tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. Yeah. Heart is waiting for you.
open up your heart and let me in. See him standing by the door, fire in his eyes and healing in his wings. He's someone who believes. Open up your heart, waiting for you. Just open up your heart. Oh, 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 oh. With fire in his eyes, to heal someone who believes. Just open up your heart, it's waiting for you. Open up your heart and let him in. I see God speaking through my mind. Sees through my eye with fire in his eyes. To heal someone who believes. Just open up your heart.
Fire is seen through you, burning every problem in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. So you want to say to 201 people this morning that God has come because of you. Hallelujah. So move around and say something nice to somebody this morning. Say, God has come your way this today with healing in his wings. Bless you. Receive what God has for you today. God is coming your way today. Hallelujah. God is coming. Just say something nice to the person. One people, make some friends today. Someone believes today, and that person is receiving a blessing. Someone believes today, and that person is receiving a blessing. Ask the person, do you believe that you are not living the same as you came? Chief, how many people are you greeting? Hey. Ask the person, do you believe that you are... Hey, Teresa, why are you standing there? Go and greet somebody. 201 people. Someone believes.
Fire in his eyes.
Ask the person, do you believe? Ask the person, do you believe?
Standing by your door.
Ask the person, do you believe?
He's waiting for you.
Do you believe? Do you believe? You have to believe. You have finished 201 people already. Hey, what a shock. What a shock. What a shock.
Open up your heart. It's waiting for you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you know that God can do many things through you? How many of you know that God can do many things through you? How many of you know that through God you can do anything? Because God gives you strength. And with God with you, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you want to dance to the Lord? That with Woo! God in the boat, Woo! Nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
If you want to tell God that with Him, nothing shall be impossible, give the Lord a shout.
Amen. Come on, put your hands together.
Yeah. Come on, everybody, put your hands together.
Are you excited to be in church? Let's go.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Woo! Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. I'm not gonna live by what I see. I'm not gonna live by what I see. I'm not gonna live by what I feel. Deep down I know, deep down I know that you're here with me. And I know that you can do.
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
Through you, I can do. I can do all things, cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible to you. Blind eyes are open, strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Woo! Okay, so we're going to sing and declare that I believe. Do you believe it? All right.
I believe, I believe.
Come on.
I believe, I believe.
Do you believe?
I believe, I believe.
Do you believe it?
I believe, I believe.
I believe,
I believe, I believe,
I believe in you.
I believe, I believe,
I believe in you.
I believe, I believe,
woo!
I believe, I believe.
Through you,
through you, I can do anything.
Come on.
I can do all things, cause it's you who gives me strength.
Come on, put your hands together.
It is
it's impossible. To you, blind eyes are open, strongholds are broken. I am living by faith.
Come on,
nothing is
to you.
To you, I can do it. I can do all things. Nothing is impossible
to
you. Blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith.
Nothing is impossible. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Woo! Give the Lord a shout.
And let us pray. The song you sang is through you, I can do all things. And nothing shall be impossible. I want you to lift up your hands and your voices and pray. And ask God, Lord, I need divine help and divine support for anything I've been trying to do in my life, my business, my marriage, my life, my whatever that I've been struggling with. I ask for divine support and divine help for this thing to be over. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands, lift up your voices,
and begin to pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine support, oh God. Divine support in the name of Jesus. Divine help, help from above, oh God. For we lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help.
Yes.
Our help cometh from you,
yes.
Oh God. The Lord which made the heaven and earth. We are asking for help this morning, oh God.
Yes.
Divine help, oh God.
Yes.
In our marriages, in
yes.
our homes, in the yes. life of our children,
yes.
in our education, oh
yes.
God. In our finances,
yes.
oh God. Everything that concerns our life.
Thank you, Father, for hearing, for listening, and for answering our prayers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that divine help has come to help us that this problem will no more be there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you in Jesus' name. And let all shout our loudest amen. Hallelujah. And let's take our seats. Keeping to the agenda. But I just want to, before I, it's part of the message. God willing, on the 14th of May, we are celebrating a great gift.
Yeah.
We are celebrating a great gift of God to man. 14th of May is our Founders Day.
Hey, Founders Day.
Founders Day is the birthday of our father.
Founders Day,
our prophet and our teacher.
Yeah, deep funny at training.
And you are not putting your hands up for Jesus. Okay, I know you want to hear what I want to say. Okay, you hold on. So we want to celebrate it in style. One of the things that I know we can do to celebrate the Founders Day is to do the heartbeat of our founder, which is also the heartbeat of God, and that is soul winning. Soul winning. So we are launching Operation One Member, Two Souls. Operation what?
One member, two souls.
And it's going to be a colorful evangelistic Sunday. That means that Sunday, every basanta, basenta, batenta will choose any color they want.
Basenta, batenta, ne basanta.
I'm sure somebody may coordinate the colors. But we'll choose a color and we'll make it a colorful Sunday.
Amen, a colorful Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one person, how many souls? To celebrate the Founders Day. And we are not inviting souls. Listen, we are not inviting souls. We are bringing souls. Inviting a soul is different from bringing souls. And so Sunday is not only bringing, it's not only inviting. Make sure the person comes. Compel the person to come. Compel the person to come. Amen.
Amen.
So we are doing a special Founders Day service.
A special Founders Day service.
So Founders Day is colorful Sunday, and we are bringing a lot of each member one soul. Do you know that when we make announcements in church, people don't listen? So tell the person, I am now going to be the person to tell you now. Bishop is announcing that.
Bishop say.
Tell the person. Why are you the one they are talking to? You to talk to the person. Bishop is announcing to you and I that Founders Day, which is the Sunday after 14th.
Founders Day is Sunday.
Which is what date?
19th.
We are marking it at one person, two souls.
Ask
the person, have you heard? Have you heard? The person says what? The person says yes. And I said it is not inviting.
And yes, yeah, tunes are from home.
I didn't say invite two souls. I say bring two souls. Bring two souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also these two souls you are bringing, you are not bringing to come and look at your church that your church is beautiful. You are bringing because you want them to be saved. So don't go and bring anybody from
Pentecost
who is already saved. Anybody from any church who is already saved, make sure, unless the person has backslidden, but we want souls to be won. Because sometimes we say we're having special invitation Sunday. So many people will come. Then when you call the soul, I attend Pentecost. It doesn't mean that you've won a soul. Do you get it? Maybe the person at Pentecost is backslidden. That's a different thing altogether. So make sure we all do it. Amen. This is how we are marking our Founders Day. Get a beautiful card to Daddy, to my prophet. And look, Bishop, every letter you write to him, he will read.
Let her be our better man, a bishop, your kind.
One day when he comes here, he tells her, who is called the day?
Maybe he says, oh, when your friend the day?
I remember you wrote me a letter, you'll be shocked. He reads every letter.
Let her be our better man, be our
better. But don't just write letters, you can write meaningful letters. Amen. And then be a bringer. Have you seen the bringers? Bringers. One person goes, so many people are following him.
Oh, hey.
So you must be what? A what?
A bringer.
Not inviting somebody to church. Be a what? Be a what? Say everybody be a bringer.
So everybody be a bringer.
And say I am a bringer.
I'm a bringer.
Sunday I will be a bringer.
Sunday I will be a bringer.
Because I will bring somebody to church.
I'll bring somebody to church.
Then this one says, don't invite.
Bring.
Don't invite. Bring.
And tune some from Ugeke. From Obra.
And let's mark our Founders Day in style. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. So God bless you. Let's keep to what? The agenda.
The agenda.
Let's keep to the agenda. Amen. Now we have a short time, so I want to, and we are going to do. You people, they are the only ones who want to whoops. You don't want to whoops. Okay. Agenda number 86.
Agenda 86.
Of tell them.
I will tell them.
Book 120 reasons why you must be a soul winner.
Number 120.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Agenda 86.
Agenda 86.
Of sell them.
I will tell them.
You must be a soul winner because Jesus did not condemn the world. And we are not yet condemned until we die without Christ. Until we die without Christ. Listen, until the person is lying on the bed, dead bed, in the coffin, and is not breathing again, the person still has a chance to be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why, especially if you work in a hospital as a nurse, doctor, any hospital staff, or you are close to anyone who is dying, you must always make sure that even at the last hour, you will lead the person to Christ. Many times when I hear that somebody is not too well, and I ask Dr. Foley to go and visit the person, any of our doctors or nurses to go and visit the person. The first thing I say is that when you go, make sure the person is reassured of her salvation or his salvation. And then go on to do whatever you want to do. Just in case. We shall be happy that the person died in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because even at the last hour, like the thief on the cross, you can receive salvation. Let me read you the story of Dr. Maurice Rawlings. Dr. Maurice Rawlings is a specialist in heart disease. Specialist in what? Heart disease. He is the clinical assistant professor of medicine for the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga.
No, a professor or university, but I
will be there.
Amen.
He is what? He is the clinical assistant professor of medicine for that university. He is also a member of the International Committee on Cardiovascular Diseases.
Or can doctors for Moshe Akumayari?
He is a member of the International Committee on Cardiovascular Diseases.
Doctors in Kuona or Moshe Akumayari or Kamuhumbi.
Founder of the area's Regional Emergency Medical Services Council. Listen, you see, so this man, is a very wild, no doubt, person. Is that not so? He is the faculty instructor for the Advanced Cardiac Life Support Programs. One person. And fellow of the American College of Physicians.
American College of Physicians.
College of Cardiology.
Okay, doctors for him.
And the College of Chest Physicians. One person. He has also been the personal doctor to Pentagon staff, including Dwight Eisenhower.
Pentagon. Pentagon staff, yeah.
You didn't know Eisenhower? Oh, one of the generals, one of the powerful generals in the U.S. was. No, he didn't become a president, no. Or did he? Okay. He didn't. He was. He became a president, yes. 34th president of the United States. You see? You people. Oh, no! She. You stop learning, no? He is the author of several books on near-death experiences and a contributor to many medical journals.
Now,
which one would you fall in? One person. All this while, I'm just talking about the man's credentials. All this while, member of this, fellow of this,
this, that.
Hey. But listen, he tells a story. He tells this story. I read the story to you and we'll continue. Several years ago, I had to resuscitate a patient who died whilst trying to reproduce by exercise the chest pains he had been suffering. That experience changed both our lives forever. Into Oba Hospital, we wanted him to do the exercise to see, say, it will come again. So, the man, a 47-year-old postman, was exercising on the hospital's treadmill. We were hoping the exercise would reproduce the chest pains he said he had been getting while exercising at home. But instead of getting the pain, the electrocardiogram, that the machine that shows your heartbeat, went haywire and he dropped dead.
Okay.
The machine stopped and he fell dead. He went haywire. Okay. I was doing the external heart compression while the nurses sorted out a drip and breathing back, and the patient kept saying, "Doctor, don't stop." Whenever I stopped to reach for something, he would scream, "I'm in hell again." Whenever I stop to do something, he will scream, "I'm in hell again. I'm in hell again." Most patients will say, "Take your big hands off. You are breaking my ribs." You see, that usually during those procedures, they would rather say, "Take your hands off. You are breaking my back." This one said that, "I'm in hell again." So I knew something was wrong. Then I was pushing and I told him to shut up and not to bother me with his hell business. I was trying to save his life and he was trying to tell me something about nefarious nightmare he was having whilst in the death throes. He then asked me something which was ultimate insult to me as an atheist. As an atheist. Which was, "Doctor, pray for me."
I said, "Doctor, bompa
mami." That thing was the ultimate insult for the doctor. But he didn't believe in God. And he said he should pray for him. I told him he was out of his mind. I wasn't a minister. Again, he asked me to pray for him. And the nurses were looking at me with anticipation. And you must do it. It's a dead man's wish look. It's like everybody is looking at you in a certain way that this somebody is dying. He just asks you to do something small. You don't want to do it. I just wanted to get off him off my back, so I told him to say it after me. So I blurted out, embarrassed, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Go on, say it. Say it. Say, if I live, I'm on the hook. I'm yours forever. So say it. And he said it. He said, "I remember that part well because he's been on the hook ever since." Listen, each time we interrupted the heart massage to adjust the pacemaker, he would scream that he was back in hell. But soon after I said the prayer, there was no more pain. No more fighting. He was calm. Soon after I said that prayer. So, wow. The next day, still highly skeptical, I asked him to tell me about being in hell.
The following day, no.
Still skeptical. How was it about? I told him he had frightened the nurses to death. And scared the hell out of me. He said, "What hell?" Rollins, no, the man who was dying, the postman. He told him, "What hell?" After that prayer you said, "I remember seeing my mother when she was living. Although she had died when I was 3 years old." Impossible. He picked her out of a photograph album his aunt brought in the next day, but he had never actually seen her before. You see, this is how it's going to be when you die. And many people have had near-death experiences. And I've written about going to heaven, especially. They are able to talk about relatives they never met before. Even one person, he saw a baby who got aborted before the baby was born. So you must thank God for the blood. Because all the babies you aborted, they are there waiting for you. You'll be going, somebody will be pulling your dress. Mommy. Then you ask, "Who are you?" But even in heaven, there are no questions to ask. Heaven, you know everything. So you yourself, you know that this is the one you aborted. So on earth, mother of children, a number of children, 2. By heaven, mother of children, 21. Number of children,
21.
Yeah. When you're filling your forms, he said, "Not married." Children not applicable. But in heaven, even though not married, children 6.
In Colladia, 6.
Because all those things, they are there. They are all life. So people have had near-death experiences. They say it. They say this one, the mother died while he was young. But he was able to show the mother. The little boy who went to hell, is it the book is called I Saw Heaven or Heaven is Real. He was able to point to his mother and father, his great grandfathers and things that he didn't meet in a picture. And they were all surprised how he saw them. Because in heaven you see all those things. Some of you are going to see your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers. All of them will be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He identified her from her clothing. He had seen her in heaven. May you see your relatives in heaven in Jesus' name. What apparently happened was that he had been able to put out the experience of hell after the conversion he had in a heaven experience. Then they listen to this. This the professor saying, the nonsensical prayer I pray to humor him, not only got the man converted, but it got me too converted.
Wow.
You see, when the book has said, when they can say, come here, say this after me. Some of you will even be yawning. You'll be chewing gum. You will not respect it. But people turn to heaven because of this prayer. He said, we both became born again Christians. This person who didn't believe in God, after this experience, he became a Christian. We have been hearing about hell, isn't it? But heaven is also real. Heaven is very powerful. And I want all of you to know that when you save a soul, you are saving the soul from hell to go to a beautiful place. And heaven is a beautiful place. And everyone who has accepted Jesus as his or her Lord and personal Savior, you are heaven bound. You saw how he was screaming when he was going to go to hell. But the account says that he became very calm after the prayer. That's why when you have Christ, you are not afraid to die. Death is just a transition. So, beloved, let us still go out there and keep to the agenda. Let's talk to people about Jesus. Let's save them from hell. Somebody you brought to church this afternoon has left hell all because of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. Amen.
Amen.
Then we'll do two more agendas and we'll close.
Agenda
agenda. I don't hear all from the back. The back, are you here with me? You must be a soul winner so that you will become one of the stars who will shine forever. You must be a soul winner so that you become one of the stars who will shine forever. How many of you want to be stars? On earth, we have stars. There's a program they show on, one of the programs on DSTV, something about stars and their wives, how they live. And you realize, actually, people, they enjoy you. But one day, you know, there are some people who were some stars, who were stars, but they are no more stars. We don't remember them. Bible makes us to see that after death, some people become stars. Rapture, don't be only a star only here in
Abedowenya.
You must be a star in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be a star in heaven. And how do you become a star in heaven? You become a star in heaven by doing or being a store winner.
Daniel 12:3.
He You see how stars are made. Stars are made in church. They that be wise, Daniel 12, 3. And they that be wise. Who are the wise? Proverbs 11:30 says what?
He that winneth soul.
Proverbs 11:30 says what?
He that winneth soul.
But be he that winneth soul is wise.
Wise.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. I see stars forever. Me, I know that a lot of things are going to happen when we die. A lot of things are going to happen when we die. You don't have any idea. You know, in heaven, there are rewards. There are crowns. It talks about even promotion in heaven. So what is going to happen in heaven? What is going to happen? So if you are a star in heaven, can you imagine? If you are a star on earth, how is it like? Have you seen a star on earth before?
When will be what I see?
Like Star Rapture.
Say Rapture.
Or Star Mercy.
Messi.
Celebrities.
Celebrities.
Look, one day, if you are a celebrity now, you have Christ, that's also okay. Do you get it? But one day, heaven will see you as a star. Hallelujah. And how would you become a star? You look at our Bacenta leaders who are walking around. They are stars, but you don't know. They are the real stars. One day, when we get to heaven, they said this is a celebrity corner. When you go there, you see somebody. You say, hey, God is doing wonders. How did this guy come here? On earth. He didn't even come to church with car. But yeah, she's a star. How many of you want to be stars? Simple. Micah 6:8. So be a star. Amen.
Amen.
Micah 6:8. How to become a star. How to get God on your side. He has shown thee.
Watch out.
Oh man.
Nipa.
What is good.
Nye.
And what does the Lord require of thee? This part is very important. He has shown thee. Oh man. God has already shown you how to be a star. How to receive divine protection. How to receive kingdom promotion. How to get your problems solved. He has shown thee. If you do it, you'll be blessed. If you don't do it, but I know you have to do it. That is why we are always making a way for you to make sure that you become a star one day. And beloved, it is real. Don't wait till you die before you say that, oh, if only I knew. Do it now. Because it is true. When we say one person, two souls. When we say swollen Sunday. When we say bring family for Mother's Day. Everything is so that one day you have opportunity to say that at least I brought somebody to Christ. You never know which one and which program will cause somebody to give his or her life to Christ. You never know which one. But that is why every opportunity, make sure you get one there, two there, three there, and God will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus. So, now, before I close my first part of the service, I want you to bow your head. Nobody has to go to hell. God did not bring Jesus to condemn the world. Even the wildest offender the worst of the worst. As long as the person is still breathing, God still wants the person not to go to hell. God still wants to give the person opportunity to go to heaven. So you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. There are three groups of people I'm going to mention. Just come and receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Number one, if you are here today with every eye closed, someone invited you, and as I preach the word, your heart has been touched, and you want to give your life to Jesus. You want God to forgive you of your sins and God to make you his child. Wherever you are, with your eyes still closed, I want you to lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. So many hands. God bless you. God bless all of you. Lift it up high. Every eye closed, please. Every eye closed. Lift it up high. Lift it up high. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if your hand is up, wherever you are, stand to your feet wherever you are. Wherever you are, stand to your feet wherever you are. Every eye closed, stand to your feet wherever you are. God bless you. God bless all of you. Wonderful. So many people. Now, there's a second group. This is your first time of coming here. Somebody invited you and you came. Can you give me a wave? Your first, apart from those who are already standing. If you are standing, it doesn't matter. If you are sitting, just give me a wave. Just give me a wave. Just give me a wave. Can you please also stand and join them? Can you please also stand and join them? Just in case. Just in case. Now, finally, if you are here and you invited anyone to church, but when you look around, the person is not standing, you can now go to the person and, as I ask this people to come to the front, you can go to the person and bring the person to the front yourself. Amen. So those of you stand, I want all of you to come to me for wherever you are. All of you to come.
His only song, that whoever believes in him shall not perish.
Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for them as they come. And if you invited any of these ones, you must come and stand behind them as well. If you invited any of these ones, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, put your hands together for them as they come. Church, let's be a church that loves souls when they give their life to Christ. I don't need to tell you always to put your hands together for Jesus. Let's do it for Jesus. Let's do it for Jesus. Let's do it for Jesus. God bless. They are still coming. They are still coming. God bless you. This is your first time coming. Why did I think that you are part of the Sweet Influence? You brought her. I see. I thought she was already part of the Sweet Influence. I see. Wonderful. God bless all of you. Please, if the person is coming for the first time or giving their life, the person should be at the front row. Those who invited, make sure there's a gap between you so we can identify those who are giving their life and coming for the first time. Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. God bless all of you. Please, can you give them the books? Please don't write anything in the books or the sheets. Just collect them. Just collect them. God bless you. Father, I pray for all these ones behind them who invited them to church. Who invited them to church.
who brought them to church, I pray for a special blessing on their lives. As they have made heaven to rejoice, bring joy into their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give them breakthroughs and open doors for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So those of you who brought them, you can take your seat for now. Now, those of you, I want you to say this. Have you all received a book? He doesn't have one. He doesn't have one. Please. Please, if you don't have a book, raise your hand. If you don't have a book. We need book in the amount, so. Okay. These books are your passport.
I am a passport.
To a special place. Now, what we are going to do is that those of you here, I'll lead you to say the a prayer. Some of you are typical visitors. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt. It only blesses. And after the prayer, we'll ask you to do one more thing. So say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Say it from your heart. Dear Lord Jesus.
I said, dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
This is a special day for me.
This is a special day for me.
And I really thank you for today.
And I really thank you for today.
I thank you that today.
I thank you that today.
I have the opportunity.
I have opportunity.
To give my life to Jesus.
To give my life to Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I believe.
I believe.
In my heart.
In my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
He came to die.
He came to die
for my sins.
For my sins.
And in Christ Jesus.
And in Christ Jesus.
I have forgiveness.
I have forgiveness
of sins.
Of sins.
Today.
Today.
I confess.
I confess
with my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That from today.
That from today.
Everybody say that from today.
That from today.
You are mine.
You are mine.
And I am yours.
And I'm yours.
In Jesus'
in
name.
In Jesus' name.
Please keep closing your eyes. He's also going to lead you to say it.
Say, Eradi Yesu. Eradi Yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sawa
Jimiene.
Sawa Jimiene.
Papa Misrael.
Papa Misrael.
Fami Boni Nina Chemi.
Fami Boni Nina Chemi.
Natural Midin.
Natural Midin.
Ewan Kwanhumanim.
Oh,
Enne.
Enne.
Me fa Yesu.
Fa Yesu.
Se me kraje nkwa.
Se me kraje.
Me de makuma manu.
Makuma manu.
Me sum no min kwande nyina.
Me sum no
min kwande. So I am a body for from.
So
I will yes with him. Amen.
Amen. Say to yourself that this is my day. This is my miracle. I'm not living the same as I came. Say thank you, Lord. Any sickness that I've been diagnosed in my body is being healed. There shall not be any sudden diagnosis of me. Of any hidden sickness that shall surprise me, because by this you are healing me. You are healing me of every sickness. There shall not be any laboratory test that I will do that shall show any sign of any disease. But Lord, it shall always come out clear. Not because it wasn't there, but because by this, I'm receiving my healing. I'm receiving my breakthrough. Heal my land. Heal my body. Heal my everything. In the name of Jesus. Please, if you finish sharing, come and take your seat quickly. Heal. If you don't have the communion, raise your hand so that they can come to you wherever you are. If you have not received the communion. If you have not received the communion, raise your hand. If you have received the communion. So pastors, if you are finished in your area, just come quickly and take your seat. And let's take the communion together. Quickly. Now, those of you, all of us, you know, as I said, this is the Lord's table. Everything I said will come to pass. In your life. Healing is coming. Healing is coming. Blessing is coming.
In Shira so Eba.
Breakthrough has come.
In Shira Eba.
In the name of Jesus.
Ewa Yesu
Dim. Any layoff in your work.
Yes, yeah.
Will not come to you in Jesus' name.
With your own count. Ewa Yesu Dim.
I want you to stand to our feet.
Yes, so enjoy.
Reverently. Those of you sharing the communion, we are taking it before you come. Lift up the bread.
This is now bread, but when we pray over it, it's the body of Jesus. Every blessing in it will be your portion in Jesus' name. Father, touch this bread. And as we pray over it, we thank you, Lord, that receiving your body, which was broken for us, for our breakthrough, for our healing, in the name of the Lord Jesus, his body. Eat this bread of life. And you'll never be hungry again. In Jesus' name. The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
Father.
Eja.
The cup that we drink.
Where are you?
Is a communion of your blood.
Communion.
Father. Touch this cup. We receive it as your blood that was shed for us. This blood is able to break the hand of every spirit, every demon set against us in Jesus' name. Let this blood talk for us in the corridors of eternity. Wherever any negative thing has been spoken concerning our lives, may the blood speak for us. Even better things on our lives and for us in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, Umoja.
Shall we take our seats?
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.
Hello.